details for that paper. Thank you.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Jeff?
Yeah.
What's great.
The paper lead price?
A paper lead price. You're talking about Google Guarantee?
Yeah.
Okay, let me give me, you're talking to the right person too. I'm actually the main person that sets these accounts up here. Are you already familiar with Google Guarantee? Do you know how it works?
No.
Okay.
I'd imagine that they're not truly guaranteed if you have the excuse of, well, we can't help it if this customer shops on multiple platforms.
Okay.
So in my experience, nothing's guaranteed, but I'm willing to, you know, hear about it because I already pay for leads through a company called Networks out of Atlanta, Georgia. Maybe that money can go towards you guys.
Okay, so just a disclaimer, Google Guarantee, it's the best lead program on the market right now, okay? The main reason they call it Google Guarantee, though, isn't just because it guarantees you leads. It's actually guaranteeing potential clients of your work, okay? So Google offers up to $2,000 of insurance to the client directly, and they're telling that client that they vetted you. So let me verify first off, is the company currently licensed and insured?
Yes.
It is. Okay, awesome. Perfect. Also, any face-to-face employees, Jeff, in other words, if you have a big crew of guys, but you're the main person that talks to the clients, it would just be you.
I'll smoke up first. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Any face-to-face employees would have to go through a background check, though, is what I was getting at. Would that be fine?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. So you're licensed, you're insured, you'll pass the background check. So let me pull up what your lead fees would be.
Hold on, face-to-face. So the owner, I would have to pass a background check as well?
Yes, sir. Correct. They go off the past 7 years.
Past 7 years, background check. Yeah. Well, that's probably not going to work.
Okay.
But tell me how much they charge per lead for like a large exterior.
Yeah, give me one second. Let me pull that up right now. All right, so the cost per lead, and this will not fluctuate on you. It doesn't go up or down like other lead programs. It's $36 per qualified lead. Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. That is for $470.
A month, right?
Well, that's the next thing I was going to get into. So your lead budget rolls over. So for example, if you took on one qualified lead, Jeff, and I'll explain what that means in a second, and you decided to turn them off, for whatever reason, you're booked out, you're on vacation, or you only got one qualified lead, you wouldn't be charged the following month the $470. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $36. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so
how that works?
Yeah, it makes it truly pay per lead.
Yeah, and here's the thing.
Rectified at the end of the month.
The reason why it's so popular, okay, first off, the leads are only sent to you, so you don't share the lead with other companies. And they come through via phone call, okay? Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's so popular, if they do not set an appointment with you or if they do not inquire about price, Google does still consider that a qualified lead. But if they don't do either of those two things, then you are not charged for the lead automatically. It's nothing you have to do on your end.
I'm sorry, what are the two things again? Run it by me one more time.
Set appointment or a price inquiry. Anything other than that, like if it's out of your radius, a service you don't provide, or they're calling to sell you life insurance, right? all of those are deemed as unqualified leads. You're automatically not charged for it, okay? And the way they do that, and again, the background check is necessary. So, but anyways, the way they do that is every company that shows up in the Google Guaranteed section, it's not their phone number. It's a Google rotating number recorded by Google bots, which automatically pick up if it's qualified or unqualified.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been around
about
2 years now. It's a super popular program. I have literally 100% retention rate on it, but we're really big here on, we don't like to sign you up for it unless you absolutely qualify, and that background check there's no way around it, right?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not a face-to-face employee. I work with mostly subcontractors anyway, so.
Okay.
I would have to have them do the background check, because you said face-to-face, right?
Face-to-face
employee. It's okay for the owner to be a convicted. Okay, so it's okay for the owner to be a convicted felon, correct?
You would just have to list the what is it called, the employees that are face-to-face, and then the background check would be ran on them.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that has a record in my company, so.
Okay, let me get clarification on that. I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here, but I just want to check with, like, our Google rep, too. So give me one quick second, okay? Question. I just sent that message. In the meantime, let me get everything sent to you in writing, though. What's the best email address for you, Jeff?
KUCANJEFF at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. All right. Let me make sure I got that right. K as in Kelly, U as in under, C as in Charlie, A as in Alpha, M as in Mary, and then Jeff, right? At gmail.com?
Cool.
All right. Awesome.
Yep.
So the email coming through, it's going to be titled Google Guarantee. This will have everything we just went over in writing. Plus, I'm going to respond to the email with your vertical, what the cost per lead is, and the minimum budget. That way you have it all in writing. Okay? Give me one quick second.
Now, if would I still get organic leads, like, you know, like how I'm already getting from Google on my business page?
Absolutely.
You're not
going to
change your phone number on that, right?
No. So your Google Business Profile and all your other listings, we don't touch, okay? This would be for Google Guarantee only. So the way the leads come through to your phone is it'll say LSA lead, so you'll know when it's a Google Guarantee call coming through.
And you can only specify radius, not zip codes, right?
We can do zip codes as long as you're licensed and insured for those specific zip codes.
Yeah, in painting, you don't need a license.
Handyman vertical, which is what the painting vertical is under, usually license isn't required, but let me just double check that too for your area. But you should be good. Yeah, for sure. All right, so let me send you, there we go. Here comes the lead fees and the minimum budget, and now let's check the requirements.
So the highest the lead though is $30, is that true?
That is true, yes sir. It's dependent on the category, right? So if you're under the general contractor vertical or like Foundation Pro or a lot of the lawyer
painting,
verticals
painting
too.
Painting Pro. Painting Pro.
Yeah, for painting, it's $36. Yes sir, never goes up on you.
Wow. And
yeah.
How many leads do you think? Well, it depends on how many zip codes I have. And this is just by people Googling things. And
so what'll happen?
They set up an appointment. What?
What'll happen is when they search for, like, painter near me, right, you would show up in the Google Guaranteed section. And what it's going to say is it'll have a green check mark next to your name when your leads are on. And it'll say Google Guaranteed.
I've seen that.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I've seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
You
it is amazing.
Is that green check mark visible if you look at someone's Google business or like if you say painters near me and a bunch of companies come up?
That's the first thing that shows up. Yeah, that's the very first thing that shows up. It's at the top. It's above the Google Ads, which is pay per click. If you ever have the choice between Google Guarantee or Google Ads, do Google Guarantee every single time. Okay, but it's above everything. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it's an amazing program. I just want to make sure that ownership doesn't get the background check ran on them as well. And I'm looking
even if so, I am on a group text message with about six other painting companies, and we're kind of building a little bit of a, like a union, I guess you'd say.
Okay.
And I'm sure none of them are felons, and they would love your information at $36. The two companies on the group chain that are still buying leads, next to myself, there's three of us total that are still buying leads, we're all paying $55 for large leads. And 25 for small ones, but 36 would be considered a price reduction because most of our leads come through as 55.
And remember too, you have to like set an appointment or there has to be a price inquiry for you to be charged. So I know with the other lead programs, a lot of them, like you don't even speak to the person or it's like out of your radius. You get charged for all of them, right?
Yeah, and you have to dispute them in order to get the money back. And it's to the point that if you're servicing 100 zip codes, it's like another job to screen all the leads. So you guys took the screening out for me because you said the customer needs to schedule an appointment, so I have to keep an open schedule for any given day because, like, how does it work? Who schedules the appointment, the contract or the customer?
You do. So what'll happen is, so the client would see you on the Google Guaranteed section, pick you, call you directly, and then the Google bots automatically pick up if it's a qualified or unqualified lead to safeguard that too. And it's amazing actually how accurate it is. But we do send you a tracking system which shows each lead that came through, and it will literally say next to it qualified or unqualified. So you know what you're paying for and what you're not.
How many other people do you sell that lead to?
So it only goes to you. So what would have to happen is a person would search, like painting near me, they click on you, and they call you directly. Now, that doesn't mean they can't, like, pick somebody else and call them, right? But we don't, like, so Angie's Leads, Thumbtack Networks, they use a lead generation tool, which somebody will fill out the information, and then they send that lead to multiple companies. So this is different. This is the person is like picking your business and calling you directly via phone call.
From a list.
Not from a list. No, no. From the Google Guaranteed section. So what'll happen is when they do a search, like right now it's, House Doctors of Sean, Veal, textbook painting, right? So they could, both of them have their green check mark on, meaning their leads are on. So if they click on them and call them and they set an appointment or there's a price inquiry made, these companies are charged for the leads.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
I kind of understand. I know textbook. I know of the owner. His name's Michael Morey.
Well, if he's in your group text, you should ask him about it because it is like, it's amazing. Like,
I would if so. He wouldn't be interested in anything like that. He's very self-absorbed and successful. It's a very large company. I'm sure he has a large budget. I'm looking him up right now. I don't see, I guess you'd have to say painters near me to see this green check mark then, huh?
Yes. So I did, give me one second here. Because I actually did a search for handyman. So for painting right now, nobody has their leads on, which means you would dominate it. So if you type in handyman service, though, you'll see what I'm talking about. House Doctors, textbook painting, Mr. Handyman, their leads are currently on.
No. The textbook has theirs on. Oh, under handyman.
Yes, correct. Under handyman.
Why not painting?
So the way it works with Google Guarantee, okay, it's a new program. They have set verticals currently, okay? So the way we get companies into the painting vertical, which is really a subcategory, is we have to put you under the handyman, and then we turn the painting leads on.
Ah, I see. You might end up confusing people that are looking for contractors because it says handyman right there, although it says textbook painting. But that's probably something above me or your conversation right now. Maybe they'll find out later down the road. But some people are really dumb, and they'll look at this, and I'm looking at it right now. All I did is type in painters, Lakewood, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And textbook painting is the very first one that popped up because of this program that you're trying to sell me.
Yes.
And it says handyman right next to it, next to their star rating. And if they focus in on that word too much, then they could be thinking that, like, is this just a handyman? Although it's, but no, it, I mean, if everything looks good.
What you're saying,
so,
though,
so right now,
100%, like, I get it completely. So we've requested from Google, for example, I have a lot of concrete contractors that want to get into this. But currently, concrete isn't an available category for Google Guarantee. So painting, it is, but it's under the handyman vertical, which we're trying to make it where it's its own painting vertical, but they just haven't made that change yet, you know? So
okay,
we're fully
so no,
aware
no,
of what you're talking about.
Okay, and the bots are going to understand that they're not going to send me anybody that looking to get, like, a cabinet fixed or nothing
correct.
Like that. Just
correct. It'll have to be the leads you have turned on. So, and I'll send you this via email, too. So there's a full subcategory list for handyman. It's painting indoors, painting outdoors, which will be your main focus, obviously. There's installed drywall on there, fan installation. You'll probably stay away from that. But there's a whole list of subcategories. And all you're going to want to do is turn on the ones that you do. So anything else that comes through, that's deemed as an unqualified lead you're not charged for.
Okay. How high can you jack up the budget on the leads?
So I have a client in New York who takes on 200 leads a month, right? He does all of New York. So it's really the sky's the limit. But what most of my clients have done, every single one of them except for one, they start at the minimum budget, see how this works, and then they add to it. But for example, if you wanted 100 leads on your budget, it would be the $36 times 100, which comes out to $3,600. If you only got 50 of those, right, were qualified leads, well, you would only be charged the following month for the remainder. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, I mean, you're only getting charged for what you got. You pay for what you get.
Exactly. It's exactly how it works. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you have to have a card on file.
Yes, there has to be a card on file, correct. Now, one other benefit, too, of this is you won't go over the budget you set. So let's say you did the minimum budget. We're not going to send you over the 13 leads, right, where you have, like, some bill you weren't expecting. Like the 470 that's charged, that's for the 13 leads is the way it works. Okay. Now we don't charge that budget until we have finished the Google Guarantee application process. That's where we submit your insurance. License is not required. In fact, it says insurance isn't required either. So it would just be the background check, and we have to get 5 reviews on your Google listing, which it looks like you already have. You have 80. So you're going to be good to go.
Yeah.
Now, we do
say... We overqualify.
Yeah. No, you guys are doing great, man. So we do say it can take 4 to 8 weeks. In your situation, though, because it's just a background check, your reviews are already good to go, it should happen a lot faster for you. Okay? We do charge, though. There's a one-time application fee you have to pay. You pay this one time, you never have to pay it again, so it's not like a renewal fee. That is for $250.
Damn, that's a big one.
$250?
I guess
that's it. Yeah, it's a one-time fee. Yeah, that's it. $250, it's a one-time application fee. You never have to pay it again.
Man.
Yeah.
On the top of the application fee, they should put serious inquiries only.
For sure. For sure. Well, that's my job, so we don't sign you up unless we absolutely know, like, you can qualify for the program. I'm just getting clarification on the background, basically.
Okay, so the payment comes after acceptance?
No. So let's say you want to do this, right? What I do is I verify all the business info. I send you, I'm going to send you regardless the text message with my direct line and extension. I schedule your client interview with your lead specialist. This is the person managing your leads. I have the application sent to you via text message and via email. Okay. And we do charge the application fee at startup, the $250.
Okay. So get back with me on whether or not it's the in-face employees or the owner of the LLC that has to go through the background check. And how many employees minimal? Do we just need one employee background check, or do you know, three guys?
Minimal is one for sure. Yeah, I have plenty of clients that do that. So I know that for sure. I just want to make sure. I think you're good because it says face-to-face employees, but I'm checking, like, rather than go through the middleman, I'm going straight to our Google rep to find out. So I'm just waiting on a response. It may take a little while, though, you know. Website.
Yeah. I'm a good,
you
I'm
currently
a,
don't
I'm
have
a
one?
Company, a website?
Yeah.
I have one. I just quit paying my GoDaddy because I'm paying for a domain name. It wasn't feasible for me because, in my mind, my website wasn't bringing me in any new work. Everything was word of mouth, pay per lead, or organic Google search.
Okay.
Which I get about 10 to 20 of those a year.
Right.
Maybe
so
actually this year we got almost like 30 or 40 of them. I don't know why.
Well, Google, I mean, that's the first place anybody goes, and your ranking right now and all the reviews you have on there looks good organically. Google Guarantee is just, I mean, it's amazing because you're at the top and you only pay for the qualified ones you take on. But the reason I asked you about the website is for our Google Guarantee clients, we do include a custom website design. So I'm going to send you via text message an example of that too. Okay. So just kind of review that.
Website design or the whole ass website?
The whole website.
Okay, all I got to do is pay for the domain name and all that, right?
No, so we can purchase the domain for you, but if you already have the domain, domains are very inexpensive. They're like $2 or whatever, $5, right?
Domain is charging me like nine something a month.
Oh, really?
For like
okay.
Almost 2 years.
Okay, well, we can purchase the domain for you, and I sent you over, so it's actually for painting, too. Like, it's a painting template, and if you look through that, that's just kind of a template of how your website will look through us. And the cool thing about our sites, too, is if you wanted to make changes to it yourself, you're able to do that from your tracking system. We just don't let you change, like, keywords or service radius. You would have to call in for that stuff.
Yeah, but then anyone would be able to change it. This is what it'll look like?
Yeah, that's a template. And you could, like, click through it. It'll show you all the services page, the about page, the gallery, all that good stuff.
Okay. I see. It's decent looking. I mean, people kind of look at websites sometimes, but I guess if I'm the only one, that's good. So they're exclusive. So you think I'd still run across a little bit of, I'm getting two other estimates. I got a lot of people calling me. But, you know, as soon as they punch their information in Angie's List, like all those people you named earlier, I can't prove it. And I'm no conspiracy theorist by any measures, right? And I've been using networks for almost 5 years now. But they all sell those lists to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it in real time. And I know that because I've employed multiple of those lead sources. One of them was Quote Me Now, Guaranteed Leads or something like that. And he was selling me leads that he was getting off networks. And he had a whole staff of people. It sounded like there was at least three or four people that worked there. And so I was getting duplicate leads in real time. And then when I would question the customer, their story would all match up. And it would all be the same. And they'd say, no, I clicked on one thing and I got all these calls and I went to the extent of having a couple people show me what exactly they clicked. And I don't know, but
it's a lead form on Google, right? Like if you search for painters, it'll say best 25 painters. You click on that, they fill out the lead form, and then they shoot it to like 4 or 5 different companies, you know? So I know exactly what you, that's how, Angie Leads works, Thumbtack Networks, right? That's one source of how they get their leads. Google Guarantee wouldn't be that way. So in this situation, they're picking you and they're calling you directly, and you have to either set an appointment or there has to be a price inquiry. So if you don't ever speak to the person, it's out of your radius, a service you don't provide, or a solicitation call.
How do you guys know that?
Again, the calls are recorded by Google Bots.
This is all AI back in this, or there's real people listening to these conversations?
It's a Google bot, so it'd be AI technically. It's not, I don't know if that's, I don't know if it's that term exactly. I've been told Google bots, you know.
That's amazing to me, and it's crazy because I'm not even that old. Like, I'm only 35. And that's
I'm 33. It's mind-blowing to me, too, man. Yeah, I'm 2 years younger, and it's crazy how accurate it is, too, you know? We do send you a tracking system that, like, just to safeguard it. So, for example, if a lead came through and it said qualified, but it was actually unqualified, you just let us know, and we get out our Google rep to be able to, like, credit that back. But I've rarely seen that. And if it's on the flip side, and I've actually seen this one time, if it says unqualified next to it, but it was a qualified lead, then that, you know, that's just a free lead. So they do mess up from time to time, but it's crazy how accurate it is.
Could you give me an example of how they messed up that you've seen? That's a common one, or maybe even just one that maybe popped up twice in your time?
So what, I don't see that part of it. Like, I'm not able to listen to the call, like, because you're going to have a lead specialist assigned to your company, but I'm still really active in my accounts, right? So you can always call me, and I'll have my clients call me, and they're like, hey, you know, this one said qualified, but I never set an appointment with them. So we just shoot that to Google, and then they get it credited back. It's pretty easy breezy, you know?
Yeah, so even if I missed it just because I wasn't paying attention, and I don't set an appointment, I can still call you guys and get it credited?
Well, it would automatically not be charged.
Oh, because of the recorded phone call.
Yeah, exactly. But what I'm saying is if one came through where it was like that, all you got to do is let us know. But it's really rare when I've seen that.
Yeah, now say I grow as a business owner, and I was entertaining this a little bit about hiring salespeople and just paying them just straight commission, and maybe a couple other perks with no hourly rate or no salary. But I was thinking about it. If I were to do so, how many numbers could I attach to this?
Oh, okay. So for your Google Guarantee profile, it's just going to be one number that it forwards to.
Oh, yeah, whatever numbers on the Google Business.
Yeah, well, we can set it to forward to a different phone number, but what's going to happen is it won't be your number in the Google Guaranteed section. It can only forward to one phone number.
Oh, that's fine. Okay. I was just trying to understand. Yeah, I can always forward that information to my if I were to hire a salesperson.
Yeah, but I'm sure they have too. Like I know if you called that number on your caller ID, it's a voice over internet. You get a random person on your floor. I don't really have info on all that. Like, I don't know how they set that stuff up, but there is a way to do it, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm sending you. Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, out of 13 leads, it's 479.
It is, give me a second, 36 a lead, 470 is the minimum budget.
Yeah, 470, 13 lead. That's just for me to try it out. I guarantee I can win one out of those 13 as long as they're not doing some real heavy shopping.
Right. And you should do better than that, for sure. I mean,
because the AI is going to be able to understand if, you know, I gave them a price over the phone based off the pictures I found on Zillow.
Yeah, so if you price them on the phone or set an appointment, it's considered a qualified lead you're charged for. So it'll take from your lead budget.
And all that's just by AI.
Yes, sir. Correct. Google bots. Yeah. So I sent you the emails. I also sent you a text with my direct line and extension. I'd love to get you set up with this now, but I'm just still waiting on feedback on the background check. So as soon as I get word on that, I will call you back, okay? But when you get a chance, just look over that email, check it all out, do your own due diligence, right? Look at that website, too. And, again, the website is included, no additional charge. It's part of that application fee.
Oh, I'm going to take advantage of that for sure.
Yeah, it's a free website. You know, might as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah, this is definitely interesting, man. You guys are crushing the competitors. You offer a true, real, you know, pay-per-lead program, not one where you have to become your own secretary and report all these bad leads. This is amazing news. I'm very glad that...
For sure. Sells itself to you. Like, it is, like, the best lead program on the market. And it's kind of interesting to you because, like, Angie Leads, Thumbtack Networks, they're some of Google's biggest clients. So Google came out with this Google Guarantee lead program, and it just blows all those out of the water. You know, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, pretty interesting. Yeah, but there's no way you can tell me the volume operating in a 10-mile radius in my area. You can't do that in real time right now.
No, you're gonna have to play with it. Like, we'll do the zip code, we'll do the 13 leads. You should be able to hit those 13 leads easily, right? And if it goes real fast, you can always you can increase your budget, is what I'm saying. You know.
Yeah. I wonder how Networks was able to determine how much predicted lead flow they're going to have for a whole month, which blew my mind.
Right.
But it seemed the numbers seemed to trend like they would tell me $3,300 worth. I think they'd be able to tell me how many individual leads are in the pool or whatever if I were to jack up my. Is there an app that is acquainted with this that I'm able to?
No.
I got a call to have make changes.
It's a tracking system on your dashboard. So it's going to be, you'll have to go on it from a computer or your phone. So it won't be an actual app you click on. And from there, that's where you're able to see all your leads, make any changes to your website, and you are able to pause your leads from the dashboard. But it's currently not an app. Yeah.
How do I get into the dashboard? Through a link or something?
Yeah. So it's my.localsplash.com. You'll have your own set username and password, and you just log in through there.
Damn. I hope you guys come out with an app, man. That's the only thing you're lacking.
It should be coming eventually because it's weird. So, like, on our base program where we do local search engine optimization and marketing, they currently have an app for that. But they haven't put the app on the Google Guaranteed side yet. It's a new program. We've just been rolling with, like, it's been doing so amazing. So I'll let my boss know that I'm hearing requests for apps, you know. But it's real easy to get into your dashboard without it, you know.
Yeah, but I feel like most of your clientele, I mean, obviously a lot of them are contractors. You know, we don't want to make unnecessary phone calls. And a lot of the stuff is we drive so much, we try to do everything over a text message or over an app or a switch that we can flick over to the right or whatever it may be. That's what we're looking for. Not that we're grumpy and don't want to talk to someone, but it's our job to talk to people.
Time. Right. No, I get it completely.
And, yeah, with juggling all these other aspects, physical aspects, you know, so.
No, I'll tell him. Our CEO, he's all about always making our product better, you know, so I'll let him know that I'm hearing a request for an app. Just don't expect it like tomorrow, you know.
never.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm just surprised. So you work for Google, correct?
No, I work for Local Splash. We're a Google Premier
Local
partner,
Splash.
And I work in the Google Guarantee department. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now I understand. But yeah, judging, coming from a 7-year lead purchaser, which is saying a lot, because last year on my taxes, we wrote off 11,000 in purchase leads. And, you know, take it from me, like the only thing you guys are lacking against all those competitors you just named is an app where you can pause and make, small changes.
Right.
Not all changes need to be available, but just a couple small ones. You guys can even mimic the competitor's app. Like Networks has everything on it. I talk to Networks like maybe twice a year, and that's to expedite a lead. You like appeal it, like they'll deny, which I'm glad I don't even have to deal with that anymore. You know, appealing something that I already reported to you is bad. You guys made a decision on it, said no, it's a good lead. That's when I have to call in and verbally talk to someone. Then
right.
I can get it overturned. And that's, I want out. I want
right.
out as soon,
right.
as soon as possible. And I'm paying $55 a lead.
Right, right. No, I've heard a lot of my clients have used other lead programs too, so I hear about it all the time. But I'm gonna
yeah.
definitely pass that info to my supervisor to try to get the app included too. Because that's a great point. You know, all those other ones have it. The Angie Leads, Thumbtack, Networks, right? So, it'd be good to get that going as well. For sure.
Yeah, y'all would be in there, and then you would cut down on all that extra work that you guys have to do around the office dealing with us. Because some of us are just really impossible to work with sometimes.
Well, this program, like I said, the bots,
oh, yeah,
like
it's
crazy how accurate they are. Like I literally, since we started this, we've been doing it 2 years now, right? The Google Guarantee program. And it's really
yeah.
like 100% retention rate on it. Like it is amazing, you know? Now on our like base programs, like for local search engine optimization, cause you know, you're showing up organically, right? You can't
yeah.
like promise a certain amount of calls. Like we could get you up there, but we can't force that person to call you. Google Guarantee, though, it's like foolproof. Like if you got zero calls, which I haven't seen that happen to any of my Google Guarantee clients, but if it did, they would pay $0, you know? So it's really
what if I only punched in one zip code? With a $470 mandatory budget, I only punched in one zip code. What then?
Right. So then more than likely, you're going to have a budget roll over to the next month. You know, if you're only doing one zip code for the paint,
okay.
for painting in that handyman vertical, it's probably not going to be sufficient enough to get you all the leads you want unless it's like a highly populated zip code. You're talking like LA
okay.
or something, you know. But again, it's hard to go off of those exact metrics. And I'll admit, you said Thumbtack, right? Was the one that gave you, or it was Networks. That gave
that
you works, like,
yeah, that's what I've been
okay,
with.
I'm gonna bring that up too to my supervisor and see if he can find a way to get us like exact metrics, but there's no way to give them exact, right? So it's kind of, you gotta play with it. Like every client I've had except for one starts at that minimum budget and then just increases it later,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
yeah, I'm trying to find a way to take Networks to court, although they powered my business for the past couple of years. I have been up against some pretty unfair odds before, and customers have been very verbal with me.
But, right.
Hey, you're like the fourth guy. Like I can't even keep track anymore.
Right.
You know, when stuff like that happens, I'd be ready to definitely try to get a little lawsuit going. I've got to get some evidence, and it's hard because I'm just only going off the word of mouth from the individual customers. They
right.
only stopped on one site. Because Angie's List, Networks, what's the other one?
Thumbtack.
Mm-hmm. They're all in on it. They're all in on it. They all share leads. They're competitors. Some of those companies I just named are owned by one another, but they are separate, and they are true competitors, and they're sharing lead lists. Not every
right.
single time. But a good majority, unless like how you're saying, they're just buying them from you guys and selling them to me as if they're exclusive, and they're not exclusive.
Well, no, they're not buying them from us. So it'd be on Google. Like, they pay Google
not
like,
you,
a
not
ton
you,
of money.
Like,
they
yeah,
run their own
probably.
Google ads, and, you know, they pay a lot of money to Google every month, you know. So they have a listing. If you do any type of search, you're going to see, like, best 10 painters. That's a Yelp listing. And then best 25 painters. That's a Home Advisor listing, right? Who they bought out Angie's. So it's crazy. It's all flooded on there. But the good thing about Google Guarantee is it's more foolproof. You're showing up ahead of all that stuff, and they literally have to set an appointment or a price inquiry for you to be charged. So it's really Google's best product, best lead program out there.
Okay. Yeah. Now it's not a conflict. It's going to be completely different leads if I were to select Lakewood, because obviously Networks is one of your guys' or Textbook Painting is one of your guys' customers, so I'm obviously not going to be bumping heads with them or be running into their name on your leads, would I?
Google runs it really fair. So right now, Textbook Painting, so only three companies show up in the Google Guaranteed section, okay? So here's the way it works. Let's say there's four companies, right, and they all have their green check mark on, meaning their leads are on. Let's say you're in the front, right? Once you get a lead from it, what would happen is you rotate, and then the next guy, like, rotates to the front. So Google is pretty fair on that, you know? But currently, you shouldn't have to worry about that until more people sign up for this in this area, because right now it's only Textbook Painting for painting on the Google Guaranteed section in your area, okay?
That's it, man.
So when their leads are off, too, you're the only one getting the leads, right, when they pick you. But when their leads are on, it's you and them showing, and the client will pick which one they want. You guys will just rotate back and forth.
Okay. And under Textbook Painting, what's their budget?
It doesn't show me their budget. They're not a current client of ours doing Google Guarantee. So they're working with somebody else.
Oh, there's other people that offer Google Guarantee.
Yeah, for sure. So we're a Google Premier partner. We offer everything. We do local search engine optimization, custom website design, Facebook ads, Google Guarantee. The best one of all of those, like by far, is Google Guarantee. The most productive. You know, Facebook ads, Google ads. Facebook ads is really nice because what that is, it's inexpensive. An average click on
does
Facebook.
Facebook do that?
Facebook
because
does
I think
that.
I feed one.
Yeah, Facebook does that.
Does
so
Textbook do that?
I would have to look it up. No. Textbook's not working with us at all. So we're not doing any of Textbook's marketing. Yeah.
I'm sorry. If you didn't notice, you have to tell me everything twice.
Oh, you're good. You're good.
Entire phone call.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're good, for sure. That's why we send it all writing to you, you know? But, Facebook ads are really productive, too, because they're inexpensive, and it does retargeting. So if somebody searches for, like, paying from their phone, when they go to their Facebook feed, what will happen is your ads would show up on their feed as long as they're in your service radius, you know? But it is a pay-per-click on those type of things. And with Facebook, it's like, the way I look at it is Facebook's for the person that doesn't know what they want yet. Google's for the person that knows, right? Because if you really want a painter and you don't know somebody, you're going to go to Google. You're more than likely not going to go to your Facebook feed, you know? So Google Guarantee is just more productive because it's pay per lead and you only pay for qualified leads. When you do Google Ads, which is pay per click, as soon as you're clicked on, it takes from your budget. Doesn't have to be a call, doesn't have to be an appointment, and somebody could click up to three times even, and it charges you every time from your lead budget, you know? So Google Guarantee, it's the best, for sure, out of all the products.
Before we hang up here, do you have an office phone number I can get a hold of you at? Maybe follow up in case I don't hear from you?
No, for sure. I texted you our 877 number. If you have a pen and paper, I'll give it to you right now, too.
Oh, 877-635-6225.
Extension 711.
Extension 711.
Yes, sir. That's me. It's in the email I sent you to you. So when you call in, it's going to prompt you to press 1 if you're a current client, 2 if you're not. If you hit 2, you'll get a random person, and they'll just forward you to me. So what you're going to want to do is press 1, saying you're a current client, and then just put my extension in, and it'll send you directly to me. after you sign up, it'll automatically prompt you for an extension, is the way that works.
Okay, got it.
Alright. So either way, you'll get here. But if you press 2, somebody will transfer you to me. If you press 1, then you just put in my extension and you go directly to me. Okay?
Got
and
it.
As soon as I get off the call with you too, I'm gonna send another message. So as soon as I have that response, you're good to go. Like they'll only do it on face-to-face employees, not the ownership. Then I'll call you regardless, whatever the answer is though. Okay? I just want to make
all
sure.
All right, perfect.
I think you're
Thank
good,
you,
but I want to make sure for sure. Okay? You're welcome.
Oh, I hope so, but if not, I'm able to pass your information along to other contractors that aren't felons. So
right,
CNS
right.
Painting, G-First Painting, Lakeview Painting, there's a lot of those.
Right, they go off the past 7 years, too. So if it's older, you should be good. But let me just get clarification on it from Perry, and as soon as I have that, I'll call you back, okay? Should be by the end
of
the day.
Yeah, they got to have some type of black and white stipulations. I mean, we're talking about law stuff, so.
Right, for sure. All right. I'll talk to you soon, Jeff A. It was a really pleasure speaking with you. And, as soon as I get an answer, I'll call you. If you're on a job or something, I'll just leave you a voicemail and send you a text, okay?
That's perfect. Thank you.
All right, no problem. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah.